That is the Korean Peninsula. China's overture to double freeze on both sides, for DPRK to freeze its nuclear and missile tests, for U.S. and South Korea to stop military drills, has turned on deaf ears. Nobody is listening. So there's not much China can do to tone down the tension.
Well, not tone down the tension, but China did a very significant move before the two sessions when he fired off these missiles, and they immediately stopped importing coal from North Korea, thereby wiping out one-third of their total foreign currency earnings year by year.
But is it enough to stop North Korea from further testing?
No, it won't stop. And this is part of the things. People have to understand what the issue here. U.S. says, China, it's your problem. You don't want a nuclear arms race in your backyard, and you need to control the DPRK because you're their closest ally and trading partner. But China says, listen, you know, U.S., you have to come to the table and figure this out. And the U.S. insistence that the DPRK, as part of the coming negotiating table, denuclearize is not going to happen.
And
it's
nobody is backing down.
No one is backing down, and least of all Trump at this point. He needs a reason, all right, to spend all of this money on the military. And if you don't have any kind of active threats, why would you be spending money on the military?
So there is no hope in the near future to resolve this or have an escalation of some sort?
I think there are opportunities. Once again, it takes a little bit of imagination, but the ultimate solution to this would be a peaceful reunification of South and North Korea, with the added caveat that neither China, Russia, Japan, or the U.S. would station troops there or form defensive alliances against other countries in the region.
Well, that seems to be a tall order to me.
I know.
Well, thank you very much. I know. Stick around.